Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook, and you can choose from over 150,000 titles for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. You can get a free audiobook right now as a listener of DS Radio by going to terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
All right. We're with Josie Gray in the studio this morning. Both of us had a late night last night. Josie, for you guys that don't know, actually lives down in Charleston, South Carolina. And if you've watched the news, we are recording this podcast on June the 18th. Last night at around 9 p.m., a gunman came into a local church there in Charleston at the AME Zion. Matter of fact, I believe, Josie, it was the mother church of that denomination, if I'm reading the news reports correctly, and just wreaked havoc on 9 victims. I mean, just a senseless, terrible, terrible act of evil. Let's just call it what it is. And, I was up watching the news, of course, concerned for my friend and partner there, and the people down there. My wife and I do the Cooper Bridge run every year, or try to, with my family. We go down there and do the Cooper. She runs. I walk and hold a sign. So I don't want to misrepresent my activity. But I don't want to misstate anything. I tell people all the time, you see me running, you better run too. That means something's about to blow up. But or somebody's chasing us. But she's one of these crazy people that does it, and nobody's chasing her. So, you know, I don't know if that speaks to her psychological wellness or what. But anyway. But, it has been properly deemed by the police chief, Gregory Mullen, as a hate crime, because it's just absolutely senseless what has taken place. And, Josie and I have been on the phone with one another talking since probably about, we're recording this right now at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we normally start at 9:30, and we've been talking probably for 15, 20 minutes about this thing and just absolutely how senseless and how, just crazy what just happened.
It's unbelievable, Terry, because this was a young person with so much potential. Now, I'm not excluding or discrediting also the potential in the lives and the families that were lost, but this was a young man.
I know it.
This was a young man who had so much living to do, so much loving, so much laughing, but something captured his attention and his emotions and overwhelmed him to such a degree, to such a I can't even put it into words, such a horrendous act of taking the lives of those 9 people. And he's still at large. They can't even find him.
Mm. You know, it's just, I truly believe that people that do crazy stuff, whether it be to this extreme or maybe even a lesser extreme, I think that comes from, and you tell me if you agree, and I'm sure you do, but it just comes from a sense of lack of purpose. They just don't know why they're here, and they have not grabbed a hold of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think it comes from a number of things, whether it's upbringing, whether it's trauma in early in life or later in life, whether it's, you know, pains and wounds that they've gone through and cannot seem to get the help they need or the understanding they need to find purpose in that pain. Because everything we go through, many times we feel like we're targeted. We take it personal. We think it's all about us. We think if no one else is going through this, why do I have to keep going through this? Oh, it's always me. Most times people don't realize every pain you go through always has a purpose. Mm-hmm. Always. And we don't think to ask and sit down, get still, as my pastor says, still ourselves and still our minds. Why am I going through this? What am I supposed to learn? And even beyond that, what am I supposed to get out of this so I can help someone else? Because life was really created, each one of us, to be able to give something back to the earth, to give something to someone else, to help their life flow smoother.
And
that's what purpose is.
That's exactly right. And I've heard you make the statement. I actually preached a message 2 years ago entitled exactly what she was talking about the other day, there's purpose for your pain. I believe there, just like you're saying, you really need to understand and start getting a healthy perspective. If you've gone through something, if there is a pain in your life, if there's a discomfort, even if there's a trauma, it doesn't mean that God knows you didn't deserve it. And we're not saying that. But there is a healthy way of processing that and making what was supposed to be the thing that took you out, the very thing that establishes and builds a platform for you. And a real world example for me, I mean, all I can do is illustrate with my own life. You know, I detest and I shiver and I just almost get emotional when I think about all the pain that I went through in 08. Of losing my company, losing 22 employees, having wives come up to me saying, what are we going to do to eat? Looking at my own wife and children, trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to put food on the table? Having our house, you know, foreclosed on, losing automobiles, being in a situation where I was like, how am I going to make a living? I've been in one industry my whole life. This is all I know. How am I going to do anything else? And that fear just overwhelmed me. And so when I think back at that time, it is with it's still fresh enough that I can feel the rawness of it. But I tell you,
absolutely,
it's going to sound perverse, but it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Terry, you're really even encouraging me this morning, because it's almost like it's a day where people need to hear the truth and the transparency of our pain, so that they can see that there is still hope and there is still purpose. There is still a reason why we're still here.
That's right.
I mean, you know, just kind of mirroring what you just said, man, not that long ago, I remember I went through a time in my life where I started to lose everything. My job, I got sick. Things happened where, you know, I couldn't work. I lost my car that was paid for because I had went and put a title loan on the car. And then, you know, I was able to get the car back. But long story short, 13 eviction notices back to back to back.
Mm.
Now imagine that with three kids.
Wow.
At that time, you know, my older daughter was still living with me and going back and forth to college, trying to help her get through college, trying to still be, you know how we do, we put a face on.
Right.
Especially in the church.
Right? Oh, yeah.
We put a face on because we have a leadership title.
Right.
You know, sometimes because we want to encourage other people. Other times because we don't want people to really know what we're going through.
Mm.
And we forget that many times the greatest healing, wow, that you can give to someone is them knowing I am human.
Right.
I go through too. But my purpose is greater than this pain.
That's right. Well, I say that because I was in a coaching session with some people that you know that own a software company that we work with. And he told me, he says, I want to tell you, the reason I believe you're so successful is because your story is so relatable And I got to thinking about it, and it is true in the fact that everyone knows what it's like to be targeted or go through something that wasn't even fair, that you didn't create it. I mean, anybody and everybody, if you've been on planet Earth, understands how that feels. And when you can pivot from that and decide, I'm not going to be a victim anymore. I have a choice. I can have victory over the very thing that's trying to take me down. Then all of a sudden, that's attractive. And other people want to say, hey, how do I do that? And that just draws. And so if you're out there in the listening audience today and you're going through something, and God help those people that are going through the pain this morning with the thing in Charleston, just know this, there is a way to take this very act of evil. And I don't know how. I know it sounds crazy, but there's a way to turn it around and make it something that's even better than what you could ever think, dream, or imagine. It's just, that's the way that there's always a door of escape. There's always a way that you can say, okay, this is the hand I've been dealt, but I bet you I can win this hand. If you will have a faith in yourself and faith in the God who created you, I'm telling you, there is a way that you're going to be able to turn this thing around. It will turn around. And so for those down in Charleston and your neighbors down there, Josie, I just pray and encourage you guys to keep the faith. Because, like I said, you were joking about moving back up to Greenville, but crazy's everywhere. Crazy is everywhere.
Sure is.
You can't isolate from it, but you can't insulate from it. You can say, I choose this day, as far as me and my house, this is our goals. This is where we're headed. This is what we believe. This is what we're going to do, come hell or high water. And so, I think it's so important, Josie, about just knowing your purpose, because if you do and you grab a hold of it, then the pains that come, you will know this is just to establish and to give even more resolve of why you are here on planet Earth today.
And Terry, you said something a few seconds ago when you talked about.
I did?
Even through. Yes. Yes. You did.
Write this down.
Even through. Yeah, write it down. I didn't write it down. But no, you're always filled with phenomenal ideas. That's why you're so successful. And your humbleness is such a blessing all by itself. You said something a few moments ago when you talked about even through this, somewhere there's a way to find purpose. And if we go back and look in the history of not just our great nation, the United States of America, but every country, the greatest triumph came through the greatest pain.
That's right.
Every time. And that's where foundations are built from. That's where youth centers are created from, or, political uprisings as far as, things that they're utilizing, departments and community events and things like that are created, organizations from events like this. There's somebody out there who I just want to encourage you. You may be one of the people who either in this area, or you've been looking at this area, or you even have the ability to reach people in this area, and you've been delaying and procrastinating and allowing fear to make you think that what you have is not needed. I want to encourage whomever it may be, who knows, it may be me, but whomever that person is, I want to encourage you, and it could be more than one. Your purpose, your passion, what you feel that gets you up in the morning, that wakes you up at night, that makes you dream, that makes you write down things, but you never really follow through. I want to encourage you. It's your time to get started. The nation, the earth, your community, the environment, our youth, our seniors, our middle age, our government, we need each other. We need you. We need what's in you. Your purpose is that important.
The whole world is groaning for you to show up and show out, because there's a reason for this season, and there's a reason why what you have has been deposited in you. And I just, Josie, not to get too off the rails here, because I can go there, and you'll go there with me,
so I
have to control it. But, I think there is an attack on our society to try to rip the races apart, to rip our country apart. I think things in Ferguson was mishandled. I think things in Baltimore were mishandled by both sides. Okay, this is not
absolutely
one side. And I hope, and it's my prayer, that that which was a scheme to try to continue this narrative of ripping the community apart, the black and the white, the male and the female, the donkey and the elephant, whatever, you know, whatever banner you're under, that that this will actually bring resolve to that community down there. And there will be a greater sense of community and unity. And it will actually be the starting point of a healing process that this country so desperately needs. Because there's not, you know, I've heard a pastor say, well, it was my pastor, as a matter of fact, he says, we don't fly under the banner of the donkey or the elephant. We fly under the banner of the cross. And really that's, we got to get back to our roots. You know, if you got a problem with your fruit, look at the root, and the root is everybody's in their own little corner, with their own interest. And that's not to say that the one party or the other doesn't have some sort of grievance. We all have grievances.
Right.
But if that's all we're focused on, you know, there's not going to be unity. There's not going to be a healing that really needs to take place. And I know a couple pastors down there that have been affiliated with on both sides of black and white, and a conservative and liberal. And I'm reaching out to them, just praying that that there'll be something good come out of this, because we need that as a country. We need it in the economy. I mean, all of this is all tied together. You want a better economy, you know, get a better community.
Absolutely.
So that's my prayer.
Terry, I was sharing with some ladies the other day the importance of purpose. You know, I'm one of those people. I just believe there could actually be a perfect world, but I believe the perfection comes in purpose.
Right.
I believe that if we were more busy, more concentrated, more focused, not just busy, because busy doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing.
Right.
So let me let me use the right word there. If we were more focused and driven and passionate about what our individual personal purpose is, we wouldn't have time for all of the evil. We wouldn't have time for our mind. You know, the old people used to say, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And I'm sure you've heard that cliche before, but we wouldn't have time for our minds to be consumed with the evil we can do to the world, or the evil we can do to each other, the jealousy, the hatred, the mischievousness, you know, the mistreating of one another, the killing, the destroying of property, and so many other things that our country is inundated with. Our country was created on principles and foundations that made this land what they call the land of opportunity.
That's right.
People came here for a safe haven.
That's right.
They came here for a place to be protected. And if we're operating in purpose, every one of us is different. Every one of us was given a particular thing that was needed in the earth, and we may have a few of us or many of us that have similar purposes, and we connect, we may not connect, but regardless of whether we connect or not, and regardless of how similar our purposes are, no one of us are just alike. We're that uniquely created.
That's right.
That important individually, each one of us. And if we can get our minds focused on, why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do before I leave here? I had a former pastor tell me, and I'm be quiet on this, because I'm like, you know, we can go that so far and ride that baby, you know, all the way out to the ocean. We get messed up, but anyway, you know, I had a former pastor who told me, Josie, if there is one thing that when you stand before the Creator, when you leave this earth, if there's just one thing you feel like you wish you could change, you wish there was a better way, if there was just one thing that you could accomplish, what would that be? You know, I took it lightly. Then I was like, okay, are you serious? I mean, there's so many things I want to change. But I didn't see what he was trying to get me to do back then. He was trying to get me to focus on that one thing that, you know, like I said a few minutes ago, I remember this in a movie. I think it was Sister Act 2, where Whoopi Goldberg says to this young lady, if singing It keeps you awake at night. You wake up in the morning and you think about it. You walk through the day and you think about it. Whatever that thing is, in this particular incident, it was this young lady singing. And ironically, that's Lauryn Hill today, who sings. But she was acting back then.
Right.
That girl had a dream in this particular movie where that's all she wanted to do. She had oppositions from family. She had oppositions from life because of where she lived. But regardless of your background, regardless of what your upbringing was, regardless of the opposition, the universe, God, the grander overall designer, knew that you were going to go that way. And I'm not trying to preach this morning, but the thing is, every one of us have a structured life that's set for us to go.
That's right.
Neither one of us are less fortunate than the others, regardless of what we go through. We have no idea what those people in Hollywood and whatnot go through.
That's right.
Just because they have money, money does not give you happiness. Money doesn't give you purpose. Money doesn't give you fulfillment. It just makes life a whole lot easier, let's be honest. But, you know, I just want to encourage everyone that regardless of what you go through, regardless of how hard it's been, there are people who want to help. There are people who are willing to set some time aside. I mean, even Terry is a consultant. Myself, I'm a consultant, counselors, whatever you want to call us, speakers, motivational speakers. We do this stuff because that's a part of our purpose,
right,
to help people find theirs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Josie's coming out with a complete video series and going to be helping people find their purpose and attaching their purpose with their professional and personal life so that they can find true success. And that's going to be coming soon. And we're going to have a dollars and cents podcast and radio broadcast specifically dedicated to that. And it'll be something that you can get from TerryWilson3.com. If you want to reach out to Josie, if you are looking for, hey, how do I connect what my passion is to my purpose so I can have a successful personal and professional life, I could not recommend anyone higher than Josie, because the worldview that she has that we share shapes her strategies and methodologies that she's going to connect you with. And there is a guaranteed result with the strategies because of her worldview. And I can't testify to it more than that. And just following up, because we're coming up on the 25-minute marker here, If I learn anything about this tragedy over the last, 12, 14 hours, one thing I learned is, who would think, who goes to church, sits on a Wednesday night? I mean, you know, casual Christians go Sunday. It's the committed Christians that show up for prayer meeting on Wednesdays. I mean, you know, so these folks are committed to their faith. They're committed to their church, their pastor, their community. They're there to worship and to fellowship. Who goes in that environment thinking today will be my last day on earth? No one.
Right.
And it brings it back to, you don't know what tomorrow holds. None of us do. And it is so important for you to plan for the worst case scenario. I mean, I'm not trying to make this an opportunity meeting to sell life insurance, but
right,
the fact of the matter is, so many young people and so many people out there, the statistics show that a lot of people just are not properly insured. And you have to ask yourself, if God forbid, and we hope none of it would ever happen to any of us, but if I was taken off this earth tomorrow, how would my family, how would my children, how would they survive? How would they to get to the next day? And Josie's here to help you with that. She's a licensed insurance agent, and you can reach out to her at TerryWilson3.com. Her email address is josie@TerryWilson3.com. Of course, you can call 800-673-1728, extension 120. But she's a licensed agent and can help you in that area as well. And I just encourage all my listeners, take a look at your coverage and make sure you are covering your purpose and your family's purpose and your goals, because
your future.
Yeah, your future, because no one knows what tomorrow holds. You just don't. And that's just the reality of life. And it's been the reality since the inception of life. You know, I told someone the other day, I said, You know, on Sunday mornings, I sell the blessed assurance, and on Monday through Friday, I sell the blasted insurance. but you sort
really,
so you sort of need both, I guess. But Josie, it's been just a wonderful time together this morning. I appreciate you. I know because you got got a community down there that's hurting that probably needs you and you want to get to and attend to. So I do want to thank you for taking the time out this morning to come on and do one of these little ditties.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
And if you're in the listening audience, listen, Monday night, this coming Monday night, we are doing a training at TerryWilson3.com, and it's entitled Your Riches Are Found in the Niches. If you'll find your niche, which is a business term of saying your purpose, you will find how you can monetize your purpose and grow financially. And so I'm going to be doing a training, and Josie will be helping me on Monday night, this coming Monday night, which I believe, Josie, I'm looking at a calendar. I believe that's, correct me if I'm wrong, June the 22nd. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to register, if you want to register for that webinar, all you have to do is go to TerryWilson3.com/webinar. TerryWilson3.com/webinar, and you can register right there. We would love to have you. And at the end, I always take time to do a little question and answer and hopefully get your answers out. Whether you get involved with us or anything else, I think there's principles that we'll be able to share that'll take you to the next level. Because listen, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson.
And this is Josie Gray.
We'll catch you on the flip side. BSRadio.net.
90 degrees and freezing out here on my own. I can't shake this feeling.
You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.